Well, Vermont is known for maple syrup, ice cream, and craft beer. Now some Vermont investors are banking on the state's next niche export. It's called CBD, or cannabidiol. It's made from the hemp plant, and it's a potential health supplement. John Kalish reports.
A company called Green Mountain CBD planted a little less than 5 acres of hemp this June in Hardwick, Vermont. Its first crop did well, and now a mixture of coconut oil and hemp are being made into capsules at a Long Island pharmaceutical factory. Although the Food and Drug Administration has barred pill makers from saying there are health benefits to CBD, the substance is believed by many consumers to be effective in treating a variety of medical problems, including arthritis and epilepsy.
There seems to be some kind of gold rush around CBD oil. I'm watching a lot of people raise money and spend way too much money to make something that grows pretty simply by itself.
Green Mountain CBD's CEO, Alejandro Brigad, is a veteran of the Colorado hemp industry. Brigad says the first batch of CBD capsules made with Vermont hemp will sell for half the price of most CBD capsules currently on the market.
We believe we're farming more efficiently than anybody in the country in terms of dollars in and milligrams of CBD out.
Green Mountain CBD is a three-man operation with a greenhouse and processing facility. It impressed an investment group that includes two of Vermont's most successful businessmen. Alan Newman, who started the green cleaning supplies company Seventh Generation, and this guy.
What we're trying to do is focus on building a foundation for an industry in Vermont. I think what we're talking about here is the process of helping a new sector of the economy emerge.
That's Will Rapp, the founder of the Gardeners Supply Company and one of the principals in Evergreen Capital. Rapp wants Green Mountain CBD to grow 5 acres of hemp on a farm that he hopes will be the centerpiece of a soon-to-be-formed Vermont Center for Botanical Excellence.
We're hoping to break ground next month on a 5-acre grow. Now, if we do that, we're going to need a drying facility. We're going to need a testing facility. We're going to need a processing facility.
With a $250,000 investment from Evergreen Capital, Green Mountain CBD plans to double its acreage and hire more workers. CEO Alejandro Brigad says demand for his company's CBD capsules has been growing. Customers include parents who have been giving CBD to their autistic children.
As we help people, people talk about it, and we're really seeing a grassroots spreading of the word.
More than 3/4 of the hemp crops grown in Colorado and Kentucky are going to CBD production, says Eric Steenstra, the executive director of the Hemp Industries Association. He recently attended a meeting of the North Carolina Industrial Hemp Commission.
They're in the process now of creating regulations and are hoping to have an industry next growing season. Just this year alone, we had 7 or 8 new states that opened up hemp programs, so I expect that to continue.
Steenstra expects national sales for CBD products to exceed $100 million this year. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.